Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to the channel. Well, I'm commenting on news out of Vienna from just 2 days ago. And that is that Egisto Ott, a retired intelligence officer, was found guilty of espionage on behalf of the Russian Federation. Now, Austria hasn't seen an espionage trial on this scale for decades. So Mr. Ott was proven to have given secret information to a few Russian intelligence officers over a few years, and indeed to Jan Marsalek, who ran this wire card in this payments company and has since fled, presumably to Moscow, and was very friendly with Moscow for a long time. So Mr. Ott pleaded not guilty, but anyway, he was convicted despite that. One of the disappointing things is the very mild sentence, 4 years and a month. Likely, he'll only have to serve half of that. Well, it's not so much of a disincentive. And Russia is also quite tight-fisted, only paid him a few thousand euros for what he did. And you see the sort of information that they wanted. Well, I mean, there's a lot of information they wanted, but they knew he wouldn't have to identify other intelligence officers and about the activities, the methods of the Austrian intelligence service and so forth. Now, Austria is a European Union country, but it's not a NATO country. I remember towards the end of the Second World War, well, at Yalta, it was decided that Austria would be treated as the first victim of Germany, which in a way is not true, because we know that a majority of Austrians wanted to unite with Germany in 1938. It wasn't the 99% that the Nazis announced, but all historians admit it would have been a majority. But that's lucky for Austria not to be penalized so much, separated from Germany, and occupied by the Soviets, the French, the Americans, the British, and Vienna, separate zone within that, subdivided into five occupation zones, one for each of the occupying power, and the city center, which rotated each month between one of the four. In 1955, finally, it was agreed that all four foreign armies would withdraw, and in return, Austria must remain neutral permanently, which is why they're not allowed to join NATO. Now, Finland wasn't allowed to join NATO either, but it did so anyway in 2023. Austria, would they do so? Well, I think we're surrounded by NATO countries. We've got no coastline. We're not in danger. Forget it. We're not going to do that. But that's partly why Vienna was the headquarters of the International Atomic Energy Agency. So that's one of the reasons why the Russians are quite active there. It was not against Austria, not a very big country, a fairly wealthy country, but really to spy on nuclear secrets of various countries, Iran, the USA, any other country with delegations there. Why it's often been the venue for diplomatic talks. This gorgeous Baroque city. Very luxurious, very safe. Most people speak English, and yet neutral in a sense. So it's a bit like Switzerland. Ott would have information about foreign diplomats, dignitaries in Austria, and that's also what they wanted. It's not military information so much, which no doubt the Russians wanted, but the Austrian military is not very big, doesn't need to be, is not seen as a potential enemy of Russia. And then wealthy Russians like going there as well. You know, it was near the place they like to go to in like Switzerland or Prague or whatever. So Mr. Rott is also found guilty of accepting bribes, of breach of trust, of fraud, of abuse of office and so forth. Okay. And he was doing this for 5 years. He was finding this information from police databases. Okay. About police officers involved in intelligence work, intelligence officers and so forth. All right. And so Marcelet also helped paying him, believed to be a major fraudster, having left Austria in 2020 just before COVID. So Marsalek is thought to be having been a Russian intelligence asset for at least several years, and he's an Austrian national. So Interpol has put out a red notice, say arrest if you want. Now Russia often abuses Interpol to try and arrest political dissidents, but he's there in Moscow almost certainly, and they're doing nothing about it. They've probably given him Russian citizenship and a passport and a false name and all the rest of it. Okay, so Marsalek had told Mr. Ott to get a laptop because then it would have the secret electronic security hardware used by European Union countries for their secret communications and then given to the Russians so they could hack that, reverse engineer that, and so forth. So information about from various Austrian civil servants and so forth, which passed on to Russia as well. And then somebody dropped his work phone into the Danube when he was going by boat, and Ott managed to retrieve it, and it was passed on. Okay, so Ott's actuation seems to be solely pecuniarily moved. He was not motivated by anything ideological. And like a lot of people, as they say, happy people don't do this. He felt his career was going nowhere, passed over for promotion. Maybe the Russians caressed his ego, told him as a super spy, we appreciate you. You don't get the recognition. You don't get the laud that you deserve from your peers. And it's a way to hit back at them because you've outfoxed them and so forth. Because if he's doing well, if he's praised, if he's decorated, if he feels he's treated fairly, he wouldn't have gone over to that side. So he appears to have been disaffected. Now, Mr. Ott has advanced a preposterous defense that he wasn't doing this on behalf of the Russians, but he was doing it as part of a secret operation to help a friendly intelligence service from another Western country, which he hasn't named. Well, that's not remotely credible. So, yeah, Marsalek, he carried out this multi-million euro fraud and so forth, and then has fled. So Marsalek is thought to have been the brains behind this Bulgarian spy ring in the United Kingdom, Bulgarian spying on behalf of the UK, sorry, in the UK on behalf of Russia, four of them and so forth. Okay. So Ott, he was arrested was 2 years ago. So that's very worrying. Now, the former Austrian defense minister, sorry, defense foreign minister, Katrin, I can't remember her surname, she's the one who, she's living in St. Petersburg now, works for some Russian institution. Now, I know that's not espionage. Some people that said that's, morally suboptimal. Putin came to her wedding and danced with her when she was the bride and so forth. So they see Austria as a sort of soft underbelly, an easy way in to Western Europe, like Republic of Ireland, because we're now being intelligence services. We're not a member of NATO. Russians seeing that as the easy way into the United Kingdom. Obviously, Northern Ireland, the unlocked back door of the United Kingdom because it's got, a porous border, no border checks. And once you get into Northern Ireland, fly to London or Glasgow, whatever, and they'll ask your passport. They won't ask to see your visa and things like that. So, yeah, it's worrying that they've not. That there's not a real deterrent. There's not a severe sentence, because I would have to give him, over 10 years anyway. Now, I didn't get anyone killed like that. But why would somebody else not go for that thing? If you get caught, the sentence is not too long, because these are several charges. He did it over 5 years. He did it many, many times. Yeah. An ordinary member of the public doing this one thing, an intelligence officer, that this is ubi rami fide, his duty to the state to keep these secrets. So it's a very worrisome. They want to find people out. They want to get into these encrypted messaging systems and so on. Russians are just not as good at technology. They're a generation behind, and that would really help them close the gap. So yeah, it shows you're only as it's only secure as the weakest link in the fence, and maybe. Is Austria a particularly weak link? Obviously, been espionage everywhere, but they've Austrians. I suppose they're going to close the stable door now after the horse has bolted. What can they do to make sure these things don't happen? Bring people in. I think that the Americans do this for monthly interviews, lie detector tests. Have you any unauthorized contact with a foreign intelligence agency and so forth? So the Russians didn't give them that much money, partly because they're niggardly, but the other reason is they actually don't have that much money, especially these days. Okay, he was doing some of this way back in 2015. Another thing is you don't want him to be flashing the cash. If he's too flash all of a sudden, that will attract attention. So don't think anyone's conspicuous. So he seemed a rather morose character. What say you about all this? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.